You want to read with us tonight? We're going to read some out of the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. Say we appreciate you being here tonight in the service. Trust and pray that you'll pray for just a few minutes. We might be able to get ourselves out of the way. I'm probably going to read the entire chapter. It's a little lengthy, I guess, in one sense of the way. First verse, 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. It says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side. And it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld until the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000s times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, and I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. There was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with his feet. And the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom of the and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. Now I know that's probably not what you wanted to hear. And it's probably something that you hadn't thought about the last day or two. But I thought about it. I'm going to read some other before I say anything, if the Lord help me. There was other things that had come unto Daniel. We realize that Daniel, now this is after, I'm going to read a couple of verses. Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivered and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. That was prior to what I just read unto you about that of the vision that Daniel had. And I'm going to be honest with you. I could get into all this, but I'm not going to. I've got just a little thought tonight. God help me. And I'm going to read you a little bit more before I get started. Lord help us. It said, and the vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. Wherefore, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days after I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, and none understood me. And it came to pass when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Gonna read you some more. In the first year of Darius, son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the Lord word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Now listen, there's, well, let me just read on. I ain't never going to get read. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandment. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Now I'm going to read you something else, and I'll bring my remarks as far as reading to a close. Lord help me. He says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Listen, he said he understood the thing. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. Listen, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till the 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me up upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. When he had spoken this word, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now, at the end of Daniel, I'm going to read just a little bit more, and then I'll hush reading as far as that goes. I don't understand it either. I could read the whole book of Daniel to you, just to be honest with you tonight, but I've got to read these things. They ain't going to leave me. So you just bear with me. You say, preacher, I don't understand hardly anything about Daniel. Well, hopefully, helpfully, the Lord will help us all understand. I'll just leave it like that. Then I, Daniel, looked and beheld there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Now listen, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Then he said, go thy way, Daniel,
for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Now listen, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. Listen, but go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Now, I know I've read a lot. I know there's more in here tonight than I could ever get around to, and I'm not going to try to. I've got a thought. You say, preacher, why in the world did you read all that? Well, I could have read more. I could, and the truth of it is, I believe I could feel pretty good about reading more. But I'm not going to. We're going to leave it just like that. Now, I've thought about several things, but that's just one little word that I've got. You say, preacher, how in the world did you come up with all that out of this one little word? Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to be just like Daniel, my friend. I serve a big God. I serve a great God. I serve a God tonight, my friend, that even when I finished, you may not understand. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you'll continue and search after it like Daniel searched after the things that come unto him. You say, preacher, I ain't Daniel. No, but I want you to know something. The God's the same God that Daniel had. And I don't know altogether. I'll just be honest with you. I said something to a man the other day, my friend, that come out of his own mouth. And I thought, your judgment, my friend's coming from you. Think about it. Your judgment, that ain't what I was getting on. But that man, I can't help it. Tonight, I don't try to bring things around. That man knows where he ought to be, and he's not there. And I'll just leave it like that. He's living, my friend, way below, my friend, the means that God would have him to be. Now listen, unfolded, that ain't a common word. You don't hear that word very much. I don't know that I heard the word, but the Lord began talking to me. I was in Alabama, and I don't mind telling you, Monday, and I was coming back from Alabama. I just went and picked up a vehicle and was coming back, and the Lord was talking to me, and I didn't get on the right road home, and I got to running up the interstate there, my friend, and I looked up and it said Gadsden. And I thought to myself, how in the world did I get to Gadsden? I was headed toward Atlanta, by the way. From South Birmingham. We was down in South Birmingham, Hoover, Alabama, down there. And I just went down there and it wouldn't, but I missed the road. And I wound up going to Gadsden. How did I get in Gadsden? How did I get in Gadsden? I'm going to tell you how I got in Gadsden. You say, preacher, God don't work this way. I can't help it. You know what the Lord was doing? He is talking to me about being unfolded. Unfolded. He gave me one word, my friend, and I went with him. That's all I know. It ain't far through the woods, guys. I know some back roads. Thank the good Lord. I'm honest. You say, preacher, you went way out of the way. No, I was headed home. I was headed to Carswell where I was headed, but wound up going toward Gaston. I didn't quite make it into Gaston. I turned and went another way. When I come to myself, but I was on the wrong road. But being the Lord was talking about being unfolded. Unfolded. Brother, that don't even ring a bell with me. I don't know that I've ever thought about unfolding, unfolded, uncovered. Yes, sir. Not covered anymore. Glory. Hallelujah. We're living in the best day, thank God, they ever has been. Yes, sir. Preacher, this world's wicked. Brethren, I ain't of this world. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! I don't know about you. Thank God I'm living on a highway. Woo! Of holiness. Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Woo! 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 Brethren, something's unfolded. Something's uncovered. Brethren, it's no longer, it's no longer a mystery. No, sir. No, sir. Brethren, I'm glad. I'm going to say this. I ain't never thought much about it, but I'm going to say this. I'm glad I'm living in the day and the time and the era that I'm living in. Woo! Woo! Brethren, God still great tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! Ain't it good? Unfolded. Unfolded. And I got to thinking about, I remember my grandmother, my friend, if she had something that was important to her, she normally had it in a book. So a lot of times a cookbook. And I've seen her get that thing down, and she wasn't looking for a recipe. She was looking for an item. And brethren, she'd open up that cookbook, and there there'd be a napkin, or there there'd be a cloth folded. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! She'd take that thing out and she'd open it up. She'd unfold it. And brethren, it was precious. Ever what that item was, she's done several items that away. She'd done a lot of money that away. She buried money. She didn't have a lot of money. She had a map. I ain't never, my life, we'd go out there, my friend, we'd walk so many steps this way, and we'd walk around like this, and she had her little old pick. She started picking up, and you know what? She brought a drawer out of her. Had money in it. Yes, sir. She uncovered it. You hear me? Covered! Nobody in this world knew it was there. You know that? You got something covered! It ain't been revealed, my friend. I'm glad of this. I thought about, now I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of this scripture that I've read to you tonight that I haven't read in a while. I hadn't searched a lot of it out. I hadn't, my friend, planned a lot of it out, but the more that I thought about unfolded, God just put me in Daniel. He said, you look at Daniel. He said, Daniel had visions. Daniel spoke visions. But he could not tell the vision until it was revealed unto him. Until he understood. What did he say there in one place? He said, I Daniel, understood by books the number of the years that what? That Jeremiah had prophesied. Jeremiah had prophesied. My friend, and Daniel understood by the books of the years. Had a vision there, my friend, that he had no understanding. Did he come to the vision and a man touched him? Did he not? And he said, show him, Gabriel! Show him! Brethren, have you ever had Gabriel to show you anything? Woo! Daniel lived in a time, brethren, he prophesied about a time and era that was yet to come. Yes, sir. It wasn't coming all together right now. What was it over there that Nebuchadnezzar, my friend, had built? Nebuchadnezzar had built him an idol, a temple, a man, image, great image. My friend, and that image was made up of iron and steel and clay, was it not? And it was a great image. Yes, sir. And that image stood, did it not? Until there's a stone hewed out of the mountain, brethren, came rolling through Babylon, tearing down the kingdoms of this world. Did it not? Did it not smote that image? Yes, sir. Was it not, my friend, that Nebuchadnezzar himself, my friend, caused a lot of his own problems. Yes, he did. He cast three men in the fire, didn't he? Yes, sir. Cast them in the fire. Three of them. Y'all know the story. Brethren, I want you to know that God was using Nebuchadnezzar. Of that day, he was. Nebuchadnezzar was king over all the province. All of them. Brethren, he went down there after they had cast them in the fiery furnace. He went down there to look and see what was going on. He said, well, Didn't we cast three? Thank God I see four in there, loosed and walking around. Were they not? Were they not? Did you know Daniel had a vision here, my friend, and he said the cogitation, it bothered him. He struggled with it. Yes, he did. He didn't understand all these visions. Brethren, he talked about the beast and four of them. Did he not? That rose up, and then one had 10 horns, and then one horn come up and three fell. And all such as that. He went on and he said they all came to the time of the Ancient of Days. Did he not? And brethren, they come to a kingdom that never would end. Never, ever would end. Brethren, there's a lot of things that Daniel had prophesied that come to pass, and it's in your history books. Yes, it is. My friend, some of these kings, Alexander the Great, my friend, have you ever studied about him and him, his kingdoms? He is one of these horns, brethren, of these nations, brethren, that got cast down. Yes, sir. This that Daniel saw may have troubled him, but brethren, it wasn't for him. It was not for his day. He said it is for a time, times, and a half time. That's not what he told him. He said, Daniel, go thy way. For what? Thou shalt rest. Thou shalt rest at the end of thy days. You'll stand in your lot. Brother, don't worry. Brother, don't let the vision bother you. There's coming a kingdom that's going to overtake them all. Yeah. Is that not right? Did he not unfold it unto Daniel as much as he could? Daniel said he is sick. Daniel said it took 21 days. 21 days. Brethren, he has separated himself. Didn't eat no bread. Didn't drink no wine. My friend had evidently did not sleep very much. Cried out to God for 21 days. And what the Lord tell him? He said, Daniel, he said, I heard you the first day. Huh? I heard you the first time. I'm glad that I'm not living in Daniel's day. But I am very much glad that we have a man of God like Daniel that would write the things that God give him, that would write the visions that God give him. Brethren, whether he understood it or not, he knew there's a great God that had everything under control. He told Daniel, he said, the time is not yet. Did he not? More than once. The time of the end is not yet. But brethren, that time of the end came. Yes, it did. We not living in the mysterious days of Daniel. No, sir. We're not. We're not living in the mysterious beast that Daniel saw. No, sir. I believe I can preach this to you. My friend, we're living in the fulfillment of what Daniel said was coming. Yes, sir. And that was the kingdom of no end. Never ending kingdom. That's what we in. Yes, it is. You get people today, you don't have to tell me, I know. I see it. I ride by a lot of churches. I probably told y'all too much tonight, but in one sense of the way. But I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't serve a better God. I couldn't serve a better God. I couldn't be in a better way. Preacher, you don't think so? No, I don't think so. I think I'm in the best thing going. Yes, sir. I do. I really believe. I don't care what you get out of this world, my friend. There's not but one kingdom that'll ever stand. And it's not natural today. No, it's not. Daniel, you just go rest. That's what he told him. He gave him what was coming, but he told him too. He said, this is closed up. Folks, it was folded. It was covered. Yes, sir. Daniel couldn't release it. Huh? He couldn't release it. He told them all he could about that vision and them four beasts and 10 horns. He told them all he could. But brethren, the rest of it was closed up until the times and a half. Yes, sir. You can go and look at this day. My friend, the days that he numbered, he said, blessed is the man that comes to 1,200 and something, and but blessed, more blessed is him that comes to 1,239, 35, something. Anyway, it's about 50 days later. Glory! Hallelujah! Listen, there was a time coming, and a lot of this that he said was going to fall was the kingdom of Jerusalem. Yes, it was. A lot of folks get around. I ain't here. I'm not here. I'm not here for you to think, my friend, that I've uncovered anything. That ain't what I'm here for. I'm just trying to preach unto you that things have been unfolded. Yes, they have. And a lot of people get over into Revelation. I want you to know Daniel and Revelation's real close. Though their years may have been hundreds of years apart, my friend, I want you to know that God had a plan. Yes, he did. That great whore that sat upon the waters, that sat on the scarlet-colored beast. Brethren, you may not have it, but brethren, that was literal Jerusalem and her people. Yeah. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can say. Brethren, it's been uncovered. You say, preacher, there's a lot of things over in Revelation yet to come. You just a few thousand years late. Yes, you are. Daniel told you. There's coming a kingdom, there would not be no end. Did not Isaiah say the same thing? Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. And of his kingdom and peace there shall be no end. Yes, sir. That's what Isaiah said. These boys, folks, these boys didn't get to live in mine and your day. Now, preacher, why would the Lord keep something from them? He didn't keep it from him. He didn't keep nothing from Daniel. He just wouldn't let Daniel reveal all that he saw. They would not have understood, no way. Huh? No, sir. It's absolutely impossible to believe that a kingdom of peace and righteousness shall never end. Because they were the children of peace. Do you know that? Supposedly. Jerusalem. Were they not? Ain't that city of peace? Huh? Yes, it is. God said he put his name there. Brethren, they was the apple of his eye. Yes, sir. But brethren, he had to destroy them with all their iniquities. Yes, sir. And they was the reason that the abomination of desolation was set up to begin with. You say, preacher, all that's coming in from the north and all that's coming in. Again, you're just a few thousand years off. End of the message. Unfolded. You may not got nothing out of it. But I did. You may think, I don't know what you think, but some people think, I didn't come this way that you might know that I know a few things. That ain't what I preached. If you think that, you've missed the whole message. Daniel was a captive. Daniel was a prisoner. Yes, sir. In a strange land. But Daniel believed God, trusted God, leaned on God. His God. Darius found it out. I read it to you. What Darius, brethren, he made a believer out of Darius. But in all these writings, my friend, you'll find the king Belshazzar, which was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, sir. You'll find that Belshazzar took all them holy vessels that Nebuchadnezzar, his grandfather, had brought from Jerusalem. Now, I ain't going to get into that. But I'll say this, and he made a feast. He took all them vessels and brought them out and displayed and drank out of them. All his king buddies. Yes, sir. And in the midst of all their feasting, my friend, they was a hand from God. Amen. Was it not? Mene, tekel, upharsin. Written on the wall. They wasn't a man in that house that trembled like Belshazzar. Not a man. He didn't even know what it meant. But you know what he knowed? He knowed that writing was for him. I'm going to tell you something, folks. We're living in 2024, but sometimes the handwriting gets on the wall. And when you see it, my friend, you know it. You hear me? I don't have to tell you. Absolutely. Well, preacher, his knees, the Bible said, his countenance changed. I'm going to tell you something, folks. 2024, countenances still change. Demeanors change. Yes, sir. You let somebody get out of the will of God, or you let somebody get under the conviction of God, they're some of the most hateful people you can be around. Preacher, I'm telling you the truth. And they're not angry at you, but they'll take it out on you. They're angry because they know they're not right where they belong. Do you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Paul might have been a prisoner on a ship, but thank God he had to get to Rome. Heard one preacher say he didn't think he had enough money to get there. He probably didn't, but thank God he got there. Huh? But he is another prisoner. Do you know that? He is a prisoner of the Lord. Yes, he was. Read the book of Romans, Ephesians, maybe it's Galatians. It's one of them. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. It's the first verse. One of them. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Belshazzar asked, he said, tell me what that writing says. Belshazzar, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting, and thy kingdom shall be divided between the Medes and the Persians. It's exactly what he said. Exactly what that writing said. And said, this night, brethren, is your last. In other words, this is it. This is it. Time was up. Absolutely. He went as far as he is going. Have you? You may not think much about it. But the night I got saved, I believe with all my heart that it was my last chance. I felt it. I felt it in my heart. This is it. Now, I can't tell you what would have happened if I stood there, because I didn't stand there. Thank God I didn't. Thank God I didn't. I'm honest. I've seen men. I've heard men. We don't do a lot of personal work anymore, what I call personal work. We get out and go to the talk to somebody. Preacher, you offend them. Years ago, it worked. It offended some. Robert, some of them went the other way. Very few have I ever went to, but I have went to them. And I went to one night. When I got to him, I started talking to him. He grabbed me like a bear in a bear hug and about squeezed my life out of it. Honestly. But that's all he done. Just held on. Held on. Sat about five pews back. Come every night. Come every Sunday morning. He is trying, but evidently trying his way. You know, G.W. Shaw told me about a man, and I knowed the man. I didn't know this about him. G.W. said they was running revival, and was in Union Grove Baptist Church. Used to, they had posts. Had about six posts out in the middle of the aisleway. End of the pews. He said they was in a revival meeting one night, and he said this man grabbed a hold of one of them posts and he did not let go. Did not let go. He said, Randy, he said, that's been about 17, 18 years ago. He said, to my knowledge, he's still lost. You hear me? I know the man. I know who he's talking about. And I know the rest of his life. You hear me? I know the rest of his life. I didn't know God dealt with him in such a manner. It's a dangerous thing, my friend, to quench the Spirit of God. Amen. Dangerous. It's a dangerous thing to walk contrary to the Spirit of God. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm going to tell you something. I'll bring my remarks to a close. Unfold. I hope you got something out of the message. I really do. I hope you got something out of it. I want you to know, brethren and sisters, that if you're walking contrary to the commandments of God, what's in that book, and you're feeling just fine, I'm going to tell you there's something wrong with you. Because of this reason, old Moses cried out in the day that he had all them people following him, and he told them something, and he said, and be sure your sin will find you out. You can't camouflage it. You can't sugarcoat it good enough. You can't cover it up of your own deeds. You can't do it. Preacher, I got it covered pretty good. You think you do. They're going to come a day, my friend, when somebody knock on that door. Yes, sir. Somebody knock on that door. It might not be your preacher. It might not be your Sunday school teacher. It's more than likely going to be God Himself. And He's going to knock on that door and He's going to say, and then you'll open or you'll stay in the condition. Yet worse. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. It happens. You can go all the way through. I could go all the way through the Bible, and you can too. You'll find out some of the things that's happened unto people, my friend, that went contrary. Contrary. I don't know this. We had a truck driver that used to stop in the plant there where we worked. He'd deliver freight sometimes, pick up freight, different things like that. But most of the time, if he was around lunchtime, he'd come by. Truth of it is, we had some good mamas and grandmas that fixed lunch for us boys sometime. And that's what he was hoping for. He was hoping for some of that good food. He didn't care much for church. We'd get talking to him sometimes. We didn't do it every time. We'd get talking to him and he'd get ready to go. He had to go real quick. He come in one day. He said, I want to tell y'all something. He said, and I know it. I know it to be a fact. And I'm going to tell you something, it scared him. What it actually done, it opened his eyes. But he knowed this guy, pretty rough fella, worked in construction. He was working on a building down there in Atlanta, Georgia. one of them old skyscrapers. And this guy made the statement in the midst of this truck driver. Said that he didn't believe in God and said God never would do nothing to him. That's what he said. He said, I believed him. He said, you know what happened? He said he was on that skyscraper down there yesterday. Said a little thundercloud come by and lightning struck him and killed him. That stuck with him. You hear me? That stuck with him. You know what really stuck with him? He didn't believe in God and God wasn't going to do nothing about it. That's what stuck with him. And he struck him. Listen, be sure your sins will find you out. Tornado come through. People building storm shelters everywhere. Run right up through here in Georgia, Darrisville. Firemount, right up through Jasper, Ella J. There's a family up there, my friend, that's in the storm shelter. Tornado did not get them. Lightning did. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. I don't know. Preacher, you're trying to scare it. No, I'm trying to make you think.
Yeah.
It's reality. It's real. Got a little old alert on my phone Sunday night, about 8 to 8:30. And sometimes I look, sometimes I don't. Most time I don't, just to be honest with you. My phone's in one place and I'm in another. I don't carry mine. I ain't got to have it hooked to me. I miss a lot of calls. But nonetheless, I tapped on it. Fox 5 News, bad accident, Bartow County, I-75, southbound. Killed four. Four. One mother, one dad, one 15-year-old, and another one. They was headed home. They was headed north. Don't know what happened. Didn't say what happened. They come across that median, struck two cars, another truck, what have you. Four wound up dead. Listen, that's just down the road. Preacher, this is Wednesday night. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. And I've just realized something. You'll never do anything in your life, about your life, between you and the Lord until it gets unfolded, until it gets revealed. And brethren, when he reveals it, I'm going to be honest with you. God is who he says he is. And he will do what he says he will do. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. God's got a remembrance. Do you know that? I'll hush. I hope you got something out of the message tonight. I do. Daniel had a lot of things that, a lot of visions. You say, preacher? Wondering why I give Daniel all them visions and then he didn't give him all the rest of it. They wouldn't have understood it. Made Daniel sick. Think about it. Made him sick. Troubled him. when the Lord started dealing with me, I got troubled. And the next day, I figured it, I could wear it out. And the next day, I didn't think too much about it, but I laid that head on that pillow. The next night, my friend, I was troubled again. Yes, sir. Troubled. Troubled. Preacher, I don't like God dealing with me. Truth of it is, you get your heart right and he'll quit dealing with you. He'll start using you. Yes, he will. Then he'll start giving you something to do. Yes, sir. I appreciate this book. I believe it. I really do. I believe it. I believe it from Genesis to Revelation. Yes, sir. Said enough. That's all I'm going to say. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.